Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. At 11 this morning, you're going to hear Kirk Cousins. Yesterday, he was at our headquarters here at 1015 Half Street, downstairs at DC Lottery Live. Danny and I asked him the normal weekly questions that we do when he comes on, brought to you by Lindsay. But we also had a live audience of listeners who got to ask him questions as well. They were really good, and his answers were great. So make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock for that. Game balls and gassers. We just gave you our thoughts on offense. Let's get to the game balls and gassers on defense. We'll start off with Ty in Kent Springs before we give you ours. What's up, Ty? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, G&D? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Very well, buddy.
All right. I was originally going to give my gasser to Stacy McGee because he just looks terrible. But I'm sorry. I got to go Joey Theismann on this one. Joe Theismann is one of the worst. I mean, he messes up almost everything. It was so uncomfortable to listen to him talk about DJ Swearinger being undrafted. I'm like, dude, is this a consistent thing with him? I love what he's done for the city, but he just sounds terrible.
I don't know if he said that or not. I have to take your word for it because I'm at the games and I'm not watching at home. I can tell you this. I have limited play-by-play experience in exhibition games, not for the NFL level. It is extremely difficult. You've got 90 players. You got a bunch of information in front of you. You got guys coming on and off the field. You got players wearing the exact same number, which is a disaster.
Yeah,
so for
hard.
All I know, they've got someone else wearing 36 who is an undrafted free agent, and you look down and you get confused. I mean, if Theismann's on our show right now and I say, hey, what's DJ Swearinger's deal? He would know that he played in Houston. I mean, he knows football. Now, I understand that you're annoyed as a fan if you're watching a game and he says something ridiculous, but I will tell you that I think that is a more difficult thing than people know, which is calling games in the preseason.
And also keep in mind, it's a preseason game. So it's not the regular Fox crew or CBS crew or whatever. This is a preseason game, which basically is a team broadcast. So it's with a team broadcast partner. So there are stories that the team wants to give you. So these little vignettes about the Redskins in the community and this and the other thing, they're basically, it's their own marketing. That's kind of how these preseason games are. So in the middle of a play, Joe's probably got to read about Papa John's that he's supposed to be doing.
Correct.
Kenny Albert's trying to tell you who, you know, the backup third string quarterback that's doing special teams at that point is. And it is not the easiest thing to do. You're right.
There is a lot to poke fun about on those broadcasts, frankly. Joe Theismann's color commentary wouldn't be at the top of my list, but maybe it's at the top of yours. 800-636-1067, looking for your game balls and your gassers. All right, let's go with defensive game balls and gassers.
Game ball.
I'm going to go with a guy that stood out to me again and has now a couple of times in these games, and that is Nico Marley. Nico Marley, the undersized linebacker, I don't know if you knew this or not, Danny, is the grandson of Bob Marley.
What?
Three tackles with an assist, so four total tackles in the game. He just flashes all the time. When he makes mistakes, he does it at full speed. He comes downhill. I don't know that he can play in the NFL. He's so small, and there are certainly plays when I see a center or a guard with a full head of steam just wash him out and knock him 6 yards off the ball.
Sure.
But he also is always kind of in the mix. I actually thought he played really well as far as the backups in the second half, and he's the kind of guy that's intriguing enough that I'm starting to root for him a little bit because of how small he is and how hard he plays.
Give me game ball, Tommy.
Game ball.
Fabian Moreau caught my eye. Now, there was a great throw and catch down the sideline where he was there, and I thought the coverage was actually pretty good, but he flashed to me a couple different times on special teams, was kind of the first man down on a couple occasions. I liked what I saw there. Normally, I cannot stand when the Redskins do the, well, he's injured now, but just you wait kind of thing. It never really works out when they get guys with injury history. That said, you've seen some more from Kendall Fuller. He starts to look comfortable. Not ready to anoint him yet, but we'll see in year two. And Fabian Moreau, of course, had that pectoral issue, but again, it's starting to look the part
You mentioned on punt coverage, the opening punt of the game, and this was literally a minute and 17 seconds in.
After the three and out.
So they go three and out. Then they punt. Ball's fielded at the 15. And I had someone on Twitter that was so angry because I was referring to it as him forcing a fumble on a punt. And they kept saying, he was already muffing it. Well, give the player credit. So if you watch the replay, basically, yes, the punt is being muffed. But I've seen a million punts muffed.
He's juggling. He's got a chance to recover.
Right, the guy just catches his own muff and or picks the ball up off the carpet. He's got a chance to grab the ball, which he's reaching out for as he's playing popcorn. And Fabian Moreau blasts him. And because he hits him, Niles Paul's able to fall right on the football. And the Redskins get the rock first and 10 at the 17-yard line in the red zone in their first 3 points of the game. The next punt, Fabian Moreau didn't help force a turnover, but made a tackle after a one-yard return.
Flying down again, man. That's what I want to see.
That's how you make the roster. And he doesn't have to worry about that. He's a third-round pick at a UCLA. But you add to that, as you said, some pretty tight coverage a few times, both down the field and at the line of scrimmage.
Had a pass defend.
All of a sudden, you've got a starter kit for a pretty strong performance.
Game ball.
I liked the starting cornerbacks in this game. I thought both Josh Norman and Bashaud Breeland played pretty well. I think that that tandem is primed and ready for a big season. Norman played well last year. I want him to be a little bit better because he's making $20 million. So I want him to be one of the three or four best defensive secondary members in the entire league. Bashaud Breeland's got to be a lot better than he was last year. He was not good enough. He's got to fend off guys like Fabian Moreau. And if Kendall Fuller steps forward, he's got to also, for his own money, Danny, prove that he's a number two. Prove that he's a guy that's capable of starting against really good receivers in this league because he's a free agent at year's end. And my guess, as of right now, is that he's going to go somewhere else. Bashaud Breeland, though, I'm going to give you a game ball with Josh Norman. I thought the corners playing some press and bump coverage, getting up on Green Bay, did a pretty good job. Aaron Rodgers had to scramble a bunch if you go back to those first couple drives.
That's right.
Part of that is coverage. And part of that is, okay, it's better for me to tuck the football and run because it's a risk to throw it to the outside.
Game ball.
Every time I see him, it's good. Now, I'm not ready to start anointing people or crowning him, going Dennis Green on it, but I like DeShazer Everett, man. That's one of those organizational guys that's good quality depth. When your regular plan goes down, this isn't a Reed Dowdy starting 10 games for you because everything else kind of went to bleep and you're sort of stuck. This is one of those dudes that probably not by design is going to start and play a whole bunch, but I bet you he ends up in the lineup all the time. I feel comfortable with DeShazer Everett. Just something that's a nice little blanket. It's not one of those that's going to keep you warm like the Revenant style when you're out in the middle of the wilderness, but if you're at home, it's a little chilly, you're under the AC unit, get yourself a nice little quilt comforter. That's what 22 is to me.
Game ball.
You talk about every time you see him, he grows on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Mason Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Mason Foster should start on this team. I love Zach Brown, and he's going to be on the field every down. He's just too good, and he's better than the other guys. He is, from a ceiling standpoint, the highest upside defensive player on the team, maybe other than Norman and Kerrigan. But Mason Foster's gotten better. We still think of him as this dude they plucked off the scrap heap from Tampa Bay. There's a reason he led the team in tackles last year. He is a little bit better in pass coverage, I think, than Will Compton is at this point. Did a nice job early in the game in pass coverage. Pretty good coming downhill against the run as well. I just like speed. I think speed on defense is pertinent. The good defenses have it. The bad defenses don't. Brown's their fastest linebacker. Foster's their second fastest linebacker. And I want those two guys roaming side by side. But I thought Mason had a really good game. If that was an audition with him starting as the Mike backer calling out cadences, I think the audition went real well.
Game ball.
Did the Redskins find a nose tackle? Have the Redskins found a nose tackle? I'm doing the thing where I get ahead of myself. And the rule is don't overdo NBA Summer League. Don't start going, with AJ Ataye and then the guys that write for the various outlets that get excited because some dude dropped 36 in a Summer League game because he shot 31 times. You don't overrate preseason. You don't overrate NBA Summer League. I will tell you that Phil Taylor kind of looks the part to me.
He does.
After a weird journey, an odyssey, an Iliad, mind you, it looks like the Redskins may have found a rotational piece early downs at nose tackle. I know I overdid it, but I like what I see from Phil Taylor.
Those are your game balls and your gassers from week two of the preseason. The next time the Skins take the field Sunday, it's going to feel like a regular season game.
Yeah.
Day game on a Sunday at FedEx Field. I'm pumped for it already. The Cincinnati Bengals are coming to town for the Jim Haslett reunion.
The Haslett Bowl.
In Landover, Maryland. Kirk Cousins was in studio with us yesterday. Live audience at DC Lottery Live. Couple of videos making their way around the web, kind of teasing today's interview. getting a lot of traction, including a message to Redskins fans that was exceptionally well received by the people in attendance yesterday. Make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock. Next, we are, count them, Danny, 5 days away from Mayweather and McGregor.
Are we really?
We are 5 days away. It is this weekend, my friend. Your boy has made his purchase. He will have the fight at his house. I cannot wait. That's next on Grant and Danny.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.